Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Fatina Kirkendall, and always it is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you tonight. I cannot just, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I just thank you for who he is and who he's been in my life. You know, I don't start my show off without prayer, so let's just go into prayer. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you today for who you've been, who you are, and who you're about to be in our lives. I thank you for those who are getting ready to tune into the show. I thank you for those who are catching it by demand. And I just thank you for those who are just, who want to get onto it and just are not able to do it for whatever reason. I thank you for those that you have planted to be touched by the ministry that you've imparted. I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come forth to my sisters in Christ, my brothers in Christ right now, Lord. I thank you that you suppressed me, that I just give you the honor and the praise, hallelujah, that you decreased me, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come in. I thank you for those who will be chiming in on the show tonight, whomever they may be. And, Lord, I just send a prayer out for covering over the lives of all those who are in need of prayer right now. Whatever their prayer requests are, we let your will be done. And those who are in need of healing right now, we just call it the name Jehovah Rose. Say the Lord God that heals you beyond all of us, all understanding. And, Lord, for all those women, all of those women who are out there who just feel like there's no one out there who understands, I ask you, Lord, to just bring them, Lord, and just touch them, Lord, and let them know that there are people and there are other women out there who are out there that just want to share and just want to let them know that they're not alone. And, Lord, I ask of you, I thank you for the children, and I thank you for the hedge protection over their lives. You are worthy to be praised. And, Lord, as we begin tonight this show, I ask that you come in and just show up and show out. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So, Lord, as I mentioned tonight, if you hadn't had a chance to read the topic for tonight, the topic for tonight is, am I my sister's keeper? And it's so interesting. You know, I always tell you that sometimes I don't get my topic until the last minute. And I had the pleasure today of meeting and breaking bread with some of the most phenomenal women in my life. And sometimes you can learn some of the lessons from people younger than you, older than you, shorter, longer, whatever. But it's just the impact. I had the opportunity of speaking with a dear friend of mine who's probably listening tonight on the show and probably will be chiming in later in reference to friendship. I mean, genuine friendship and sisterhood. And what I want to get in tonight is sometimes we have those friends or those family, and sometimes we throw a blind eye to things that we see that's going on in people's lives. And we'll know that it's wrong. And because they're our family or friends, we won't say anything. Are we really helping them? Are we really hurting them? And then on the flip side of that, let me just say this. You know, are we willing to give truth even when it hurts? And then on the flip side of that, are we willing to accept truth even when it hurts? So I would like to just tag into that a little bit tonight, because we talked about forgiveness last weekend and sometimes how we can't see the forest past the trees. And it kind of links into this evening's message, you know, of not being able to see the forest past the trees. Because sometimes when we're doing things or sometimes when we're, you know, we're caught up in something, we really can't see the forest past the trees. But then you have your circle. And I'm talking like your circle of people who really care and love you, who was like, hey, you know what? You might want to look at this a little bit. You know, you might want to look at this. You might want to look at that. You know, I had a situation where many years ago,
I remember approaching a very dear friend of mine. We went to college together, and I knew that her child's father was dealing with another friend of mine, and we've always shared things, and I told her what went on, and as a result, we lost, ended up losing my friendship with her, and that hurt me, and a part of me felt like, wow, you know, I felt really hurt by it, you know, but I knew what I did was right. What she chose to do with that was totally up to her, but what if she, you know, came to that reality, I'm sure, at one point, and then asked me, well, if you knew, why didn't you tell me? And sometimes we have to tell the truth, even when it hurts, and sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. Sometimes it's the delivery. Sometimes we don't know because you know your friend. But I also had a situation recently where I literally had to just be honest and confront a situation that was hurting one of my friends. My delivery probably wasn't, well, I'm not going to downplay it. It wasn't the best delivery. I could have done it better. But the message was still the same. You're killing yourself, and I don't want to see you killing yourself. I don't like to see you killing yourself. So I just wanted to talk about that tonight and even talk about, you know, the side of telling someone something even when it hurts, and also can we accept when someone tells us something when it hurts, you know, even when it hurts. So I just want to chime into that tonight, and I just want to know, am I the only one that goes through that, you know, is it just me or is there anyone else who might go through this situation here? But I just find it very interesting. I'd just like to know your take on it. You know, should we do that or should we not do that? You know, I would like to hear some people's spin on that. So I would just like to bring it out first. I see I have someone on the phone. So could you, if you would like to introduce yourself, you don't have to give your name or anything, but if you just let us know, but welcome to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. The subject is, am I my sister's keeper? Am I able to give truth even when it may hurt? And on the flip side of it, am I willing to accept truth even when it hurts? Good evening. Are you there? Okay. I'm not sure the person is there. I have you live on the air, but when you're ready to come back, just let me know or shoot me a text. And if you are listening and interested in coming on board, you are more than welcome to call in or know of anybody that's interested in coming on board. You may call in the show at 914-338-1552. Once again, that number is 914-338-1552. And as I continue going forward on being truthful, and I guess I'll use another scenario. I remember being in Raleigh, North Carolina. I was at, let me just say this, because I didn't say earlier. I do have people that email me, and I want to thank you all very much for those who are listening and those who catch me live. And I mainly love, I'm not going to say mainly love, I love everyone, but I do know that sometimes because the show is at 9:30 and for an hour, that people catch it on demand. And you can catch it on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/chroniclesofafondlewoman.com. You can catch all of the shows at that time for anything that you've missed. And you may also email me. I really appreciate the emails that you all are sending me. I thank you so, so much. You may email me at coafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that email address is coafwoman@gmail.com. Now, you haven't told those who know me very well, I'm actually very nervous tonight. I've been actually nervous since I've been back on the air since last weekend, but that's a good thing. I take it as a good thing. But it is one of these serious topics that I like to talk about because as sisters and as women, especially women of God and those who are striving to be there or trying to get there. But these are things that we have to deal with. We have to, as sisters, come together collectively to talk and embrace and then again deliberate. You know, we have to go to our sisters with love, with the intentions of, you know, loving them enough to tell them the truth and tell them that in love. And those who are interested in actually making a comment tonight, I didn't give out that number, but you can text me at 678-887-9441. My number again is 678-887-9441. Now, most of you will probably get some type of notification from me like I normally do, but I am asking you because I see the phone dial light up. I always see who's calling me. So I thank you all very much. It will become confidential, and I will not share any information that I have here. So as I move forward, I'm just saying that we just have to learn to, you know, be mindful and just be open, especially to our family and friends, because that's what it's all about. We have to be able to do that. We have to be able to do that. And without love and, you know, having that love of God in our heart, and even if it's not God, it's a higher power, whatever that is, having that peace in your life, you know, it's very important to be able to share that, because who doesn't want peace? Everyone wants a peace of mind. Everyone wants that peace of mind. And how people get to that peace of mind is usually a different strategy, a different way of people getting there. So I'm just saying that, why not? So I am grateful for those who God has imparted in my life, because I just know that the people he has imparted, I won't give the names of who I was with tonight, but the ladies that God has imparted with me, actually we got together because of our children. We all got together because of our children, but because of the bond that the children have, we ended up developing a bond. And I am one of those people where I like to confront things. I'm one of those people, I don't like to let things fester. I don't like to let things linger. And I'll just bring it on the table to discuss. And I was just so happy that I was, you know, I just obeyed God and just did it because of the bond that came out of it. It was just phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. And that's what this is really all about, coming to one another, sister to sister, in love and in truth, and to have them, each one another, just receive it. We just like put it on the table, and we have different personalities there. You know, we have the more non-confrontational versus confrontational, but to be able to open that communication, and then to be able to have everyone just break bread, shed tears, and just have that bond and that sisterhood. I can't begin to tell you how that feels. And maybe you do know how that feels. And I thank you, because I see the text messages that I'm getting, you know, responding to this. I would love to hear from you all. But when I tell you that, you know, the show is not about me. It's definitely not about me. And everyone knows who know me, I love to talk. But I would like to impart everyone else's opinions on this, or everyone's input on this serious, sensitive, and most necessary matter, because it is just that important, because we just have to spread the love. So too often we find ourselves in a situation where we have women, and I'm going to put it out there, us women of color, who we just allow
other distractions and distractors to get in our way, when the bottom line is, you know, we're all about becoming one, regardless of what's going on. I got a message not too long ago that tells me, you're not alone. We are all enduring that. As long as we are in a spirit of godly love, goodwill will prevail. Sisterhood is a beautiful kinship and to be cherished, and that is so very true. It really is about that. And when we learn to embrace that, and I mean, it cannot get any better than that. And it starts from somewhere. Yet the seed has to be planted. And as we get into the year 2020, the year of manifestation, 2019 is when you start destroying the weeds and you start planting new seeds. And the year 2020 is when the manifestation begins. Would you say that correct, Ms. Angela?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yes.
So many. How are you this evening? I hope everyone is doing well.
Fantastic.
But you know,
so far.
Yeah.
Awesome.
If I had anything to say about it would be that it is one of the really hard things to do, especially when it is a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation, we grew up with, you know, the whole do as I say, not as I do, and, you know, children are seen and not heard, you know, and so I know for me, for a long time, it was hard for me to tell the truth to my mother about, about some. Because it would be, you know, her, it was like her way or the highway. It was never from a place of like to her, I'll always be 12. It doesn't matter how old I am. It was like I was always a child to her. And it was hard. It was hard to say, you know. It was hard for me to say, you know, Mom, I'm grown. Like, I'm grown, and, you know, this and this is, you know, my decision, or this and this is what I need to do for myself. And I understand your concerns, but, I have to follow my way. That's the issues I have had. But as far as friends, I have had pleasant times of telling someone the truth, and it was perceived well and thought about, and they, you know, and they appreciated it. But I have also mm-hmm. told the truth, and it has been not received well.
mm-hmm.
And in those times, you just peep, and like you said, it could be delivery. It could just be the person not ready to accept that issue that's going on. I know for me, when I know I need the truth, I know who I can go to and ask for truth. You know, I'm not going to get what I want to hear. I'm going to get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to her right now. You have never sugarcoated anything, but it's one of the things that I love about you. It's one of the things that that lets me know that you truly care about me. If that makes sense,
I'm a fan of, excuse me for interrupting, you know, I remember I was dating I had an ex-boyfriend. He was from Somerville, Greater Savannah State. Knew each other for years, and we'd used each other for a year before we started dating, but
what I loved about him is he was very honest. You know, he was like, Tina, if you're going to be a friend, be a friend. If you can't be 100%, then don't do it at all. And that stuck with me. And I was like, you know what, you're right. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so, you know, and I think it also comes, it depends on the personality. I think there's different ways, you have to approach different people different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on that person's personality. It depends on that person's, you know, maybe perception of things. You know, we have different perceptions. Everyone is different. There have definitely been times when I've been told the truth and I was upset about it. But deep in my heart, I knew it was the truth. And whether I was hurt or not, I couldn't hold it against that person because it was the truth. So if you can deal with the truth within yourself, I think no matter sometimes how things are said, you can improve it or take it and learn from it.
Mhm. You know, as confrontational as I am and not am, there are times when, especially now in my walk, that God has really silenced my tongue. And my classmates can tell you more than anything, my tongue was sharp. My tongue was very sharp. I didn't care about your feelings. And if your feelings got hurt, you just pack them up at the door. You'll be all right, you know. But as I got older, I remember, you know, someone once told me, aggressive but not abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that made sense. That made sense to me, aggressive but not abrasive. Now, I will still tell you truth. I'm still going to tell you that I'm not. And I've learned how to be tactful with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned how to be tactful with it. But I've also learned how to accept truth. Because I learned one time, I was good for telling you about yourself, but you telling me about myself, nah, we don't have to draw sand. Line in the sand, but then I had to learn, like, oh, what? what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I just found myself at, you know, whereas, hold on, Tina, if everybody's telling you the same thing, it ain't everybody, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend told me that, Tina, if everybody's telling you the same thing, it ain't everybody, it's you. And
my mom,
everybody can't
be wrong. My
exactly.
Mom used to say, everyone can't be wrong.
Yeah. It's just like, you know what? Maybe I do need to do a little self-check. I'm going to take this time to say thank you for those who are tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. This is Tina Kirk and all. We just love to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. I can see callers are calling in, and I thank you for it so much. And if you are interested in leaving a comment, you can do it through text message or you can do it through the email of text message 678-887-9441. If you would like to chime in on the line, you can also text me as well at 678-887-9441. Don't be surprised if you get a text. It will be from me. And that's just mainly to thank you for coming on the show and to see if you actually want to say something. If you don't, that's fine. We'll, you know, keep it moving. But I do love the fact that if you miss any part of the show, you're more than welcome to catch it on demand. And you can do that by logging into blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. We are also on Facebook as well as Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Now, I know I talk fast, so I will repeat this again later on tonight. But I wanted to get back to Miss Angie as she is just talking. We're talking about am I my sister's keepers, you know, going on, am I able to give the truth even when it may hurt? And on the flip side of that, am I able to accept truth even when it hurts? So, Angie, as you were saying earlier, you know, I just learned I love having those people in my life. I can take true, but mm-hmm. back then, but now I love it because I prefer people to give me the ugly truth than a pretty lie any day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me the ugly truth than a pretty lie any day.
And definitely as I'm older now, that is definitely how I want it. Give it to me straight, no chasing.
Exactly.
And also, and especially if I have done something that you feel that I've wronged you on, because I try to pride myself on, you know, on treating people fairly and being, you know, and being nice to people. So if I've done something to you that has hurt you or you feel, you know, that I wronged you, I want to know. I want to know, first of all, so I can make it right and I can apologize and I can, you know, and we can keep that bond together. I would never want it to fester to where we couldn't be friends again and I didn't understand why. Because
not only
you know,
that,
we.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we are very good at sometimes, you know, you just cut somebody off and they don't know, you know, they don't know why. I mean, there are certain circumstances where that's necessary, but, you know, maybe it was a little something or a certain thing that somebody does that that you don't necessarily that, you know, that hurts you or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
You have to learn to, you know, just to be honest and like, you know, like I love you, but this, you know, you said this or you did this or you know, you do this all the time and it bothers me, you know,
mm-hmm.
people that truly love each other, they're going to do their best to try to correct that and make it right.
Let me piggyback off of that. If I come to you
mm-hmm.
and, you know, hey, and then you lie and say, well, no, everything's okay, but then you go tell somebody else everything's really not okay.
Right.
I would say if you want to scratch my dandruff, that's the best way to do that right there. Because why? Because you come to the source and the horse. I'm the horse and the source. Let's have this conversation, and it's mainly because you don't want to be confrontational. But if you let it fester, it's going to be confrontational, but in a bad way, and it's not going to be a way that it needs to go, you know, because it could be explosive, and it can end up being a very ugly situation that it doesn't need to be, where we could just come to the table and have a conversation. And that's really what this mm-hmm. is all about. And then not only that, you don't say anything to me, and then I'm continuing the same behavior that really ticked you off in the first place, and then that's when it becomes explosive. Well, why didn't you say anything
right.
before? So it's no longer
–
exactly. If you don't address it or give me a chance to fix it, it's no longer my fault because you didn't say anything, especially when I came to you. You didn't say anything. God made me many things, but a mind reader and a glass maker, he did not.
Amen to that.
He did not.
That's a very
he did not do that. He did not. I have another comment coming in. It says, truth is hard to hear when coupled with hurt and disappointment, but a signature distinction of real friendship is when you can say and receive the hardest things and still love each other, cover the pain, just expose to keep, okay, cover the pain, just expose to keep building one another up. I got you on that. Yes, love that. The ugly truth is never pretty lie. Yeah, that's very, very, very true. You know, but she made a good point on something she just said. Let me go back to what it said. It says, real friendship is when you can say and receive the hardest things and still love each other. Cover up the pain, just expose. Okay, cover up the pain just to expose, just to build one another up. Now, I think what the person was trying to say is for covering up the pain, one, you don't want to, sometimes people have a hard time want to have things exposed. And so we'll just play a blind eye as if we know that it's there, but we won't deal with it. Because I know everybody's family, everybody got issues in their family. Mine is definitely no different. You know, sometimes you have a situation going on and people don't want to address it. They just don't want to address it at all. And for whatever reason, I know I came up, you know, some of my family, some things are just so way back and there's so many secrets and stuff like that. Like, what do they got to do with me? I ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, but I'm not going to hold on to stuff like that. And I guess I've always been that special family member because I just don't like secrets. I don't like secrets whatsoever. I don't. You know, and I'm like a big fishbowl. And so I'm like, you know, Tina, well, why do you got to say that? Because it's the truth. You know, let's deal with it. Once you deal with it and expose it, then you don't have, you know, you gain the power. Regain your power. You're empowering yourself. I can't live in darkness no more. I just can't. And you know, when I finally exposed the fact that I was sexually molested, it was like a freedom, like it's nobody's business. Like an elephant was like just like totally off my chest. You know, I didn't deal with it, but the fact that I was able to expose that dark secret was awesome to me. But, you know, and then later on in life, I finally started sharing with the family and stuff like that. And even with that, even doing the show, you know, a lot of them was a little leery because they wasn't sure what was going to be exposed on the show. Well, I'm just like, the show is a ministry for women. And it's all about releasing. And it's my story. And if everything is in love, and it's about my story, and the truth of the matter is, it happened to me. It didn't happen to you. If I don't have a problem with it, you shouldn't have a problem with it. So, it's just so many facets we could take this, so many facets, but we do know that the truth hurts, and unfortunately, we talked about this, I believe we talked about this last weekend. Some people like to live in the lie versus dealing with the truth. And that's an unfortunate thing. But it is our reality. What's your thoughts on that?
Are you asking me what my thoughts are?
Yeah.
Oh. most definitely. Well, especially the freeing, like how you said after you came to, you know, came to accept your molestation and how it was freeing. I know for me, if I have to confront someone, for instance, my daughter had asked me a situation that had gone on in her relationship, and I had to tell her that I, you know, in my opinion, she was wrong. And at first she was upset about it. She didn't talk to me for a couple of days, but then she texted me. She said, "Mom, I really thought about what you said, and you were right, and I'm gonna try to make it right." So, you know, that person may be upset with you, but when they know it comes from love, and they can come back and say that, or you know, or try to make amends, I think that you know, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. There are people in my life that, you know, I've forgiven them. I love them. but it, you know, it's just, it's not the same anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, some people you have to love them. You love them from a distance, but you know, you whatever the situation may be, you don't deal with them like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you know, it was they were there in your season for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us on here have, you know, definitely maybe had friends that have come and gone. Some, you know, if you see them, you're happy to see them, but you're, you know, but it's not the same, so to speak. but I was saying all that to say that the truth is so much better than not saying anything at all, or, you know, or living a lie.
Yeah.
It's just, it is. And then sometimes people, just like people want you to accept them for who they are, they have to accept you for who you are. And
mm-hmm.
if you can't deal with truth, or you want to live in the lie, you know, if that makes it very difficult.
It does. But, you know, I've learned that sometimes you have to love people where they are. And the truth for me in that situation is I've done my part. I've made you aware.
Yes.
And now that I've made you aware, you know, it's your decision as to what you're going to do. You know, if you take it, you know. But if someone else is telling you the same thing, the common denominator is not everyone else. It's you. But I've also
for
that. Yeah.
Katrina, what advice would you have for people who, let's say, maybe they want to confront someone about something that may have hurt them, or, you know, whatever the situation may be? How would you give them advice on going about it? Because
the first thing
I was going to say, a lot of times, I know for myself, I try my hardest. I try not to come in anger when I'm confronting.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I want to tell you to do is go to God.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're upset, go to God, because when it's all said and done, and you pray to Him and you release that, you got to release the anger, and then you have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that, and then ask God to, because you have a strong relationship with God. So you ask Him to direct your path on how you should approach that situation. And He will do it in His timing. And make sure you catch that part in His timing. He will let you know when that time is right to approach that situation. Because sometimes we do see there's a thing called decency and order. And I've learned that when I try to take things in my own hands, I make a big mess out of stuff. But if I just sit back and just listen to God's word and just wait for Him to give me that instruction, then when I do it in His timing and the way that because He will set up the right time, the right place. He will set everything up. Well, it will come. Like, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, Lord, I thank you. And it's funny you said that. I shared with you a situation that I had a couple weeks ago, and someone
mm-hmm.
else was brought into it. And it was set out to make me look like the bad person. Well, I approached that person about that situation just Friday. And when I was thinking that was a negative, it ended up working for my good. You see how God will take them stones and turn it into your your stumbling blocks and turn it into your stepping stones? That same
mm-hmm.
scenario with that young lady, I had to expose her for what the situation is. I didn't like it, but it was necessary. I had to be honest. But then how it was turned around, spin around, making it look like it was on me. Come to find out, it made herself look bad because I didn't even share the situation. The young lady figured it out on her own. I said, wow. And it ended up making us closer because she respects me. She's always have.
Mm-hmm.
She was just hurt that she got pulled in something that she didn't have no right to be pulled into. And I totally, and I don't like that. I don't like that kind of stuff. But she was able, because I acted out to just, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to say nothing. I did my part and asked for forgiveness on both ends. But God will, if you allow him to do it, he will do it at the right time, the right place, and at the right moment. So the advice that I would give to you is go to God, put it at the altar. And when you come to that person, you should already have forgiven because you asked God to forgive. And go in love. Go in love.
That's definitely good advice. Putting God first, oh yes. Because Lord knows I've botched up a few things not doing that too. Speaking out of anger, and yeah, it'll get you burnt.
Girl.
So
that's what caught that me. That's what caught me and with that situation. Because it took me 2 weeks to get over that because I literally got angry. I haven't been that angry in a long time. And I had to ask God for forgiveness because it was getting the best of me. Angie, I want you to hold off real tight for me. I have someone who wants to chime in. So thank you for holding on. I'll be back with you in a second, love. So as Angie was saying, you know, sometimes you have to kind of step out the box and ask God to come in and intervene. Because from the situation that I was mentioning to Angela, you have to put God in it. Because if you put yourself in it and you try to do this, honey, that is going to be one mess. It is going to be a huge mess. So if you submit yourself to God or that higher power, because not everyone follows God, but everyone knows that I do, you know, you will never go wrong in doing that. And get rid of that anger, malice, or whatever it is. And allow him to do it at his perfect timing, at his perfect setting, and give you the words and the guidance of where you would need to go. He will lead your path, and I promise you, he will make it better than what you thought it would be. So as I move forward, would you say the same, Miss Lady?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Thank you for chiming into the Chronicles of a Fond Woman.
Well, thank you for creating such a beautiful platform for like-minded women to get together and have this kind of dialogue. What you were saying is so key about going to God first and approaching with the spirit of love. If we don't have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, we're going to do so many things at the wrong timing, the wrong way, with the wrong words. And I think sometimes especially when we want to get our point communicated, we like to do things in our own time or when we feel it's the time that it should be done. But what you said was key about meeting a person where they are. You can't be premature with trying, even if you want to do it in a spirit of love, sometimes people are just not in a place to even be able to receive what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it is knowing when the time is right. And a brother in Christ of mine actually pointed out to me also that sometimes in the face of being in a group, being in a sisterhood amongst several different type of women with different personalities, different places in their spiritual journey, as you know, you're growing and elevating, and God is stretching you. You have to be in place to be that representation of a godly woman and how it's supposed to be done right, to not misrepresent how God wants us to respond to one another in love. And, I mean, we can't expect someone to do something if they've never been taught. That's like, expecting a boy to go out there and be a successful man in life when he's never had the example or the demonstration. I mean, we know that God is there, but God always works through people. He works through people. So, I just wanted to chime in and with agreement with what you were saying, and also with exposing someone's pain. When you do go to someone and you know you're pointing out a hard truth and you are coming from that place of love, I think it's not with a spirit that God will want us to have to just point it out and say, there's the problem that needs to be fixed. If you're not going to also be there to provide some type of support, whether it's praying for that person, walking with that person through it, or just letting them know, I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. But to just, that's the part of covering someone's pain as you expose it. Because you know it's hurtful and you know it's painful. I think the mark of a true relationship is when you can do that and still be there side by side, knowing that I'm gonna be with you to the end.
I had a situation where I had to be honest with one of my girlfriends. Listen, she was dealing with a married man, and this was years ago, and she was under the false impression that this man was going to leave his wife. Now it's like, sweetheart, he's not going to leave his wife for you, okay? The handwriting is on the wall. You cannot build your happiness on someone else's unhappiness. You just cannot do that. Okay, I remember my mom telling me that because I did that. So I know, you're not going to be able to do that. And then why would you want him? If he did it to her, he'll do it to you. Think about it. I said, you're in a very lucrative field. I don't want to say lucrative field, but you're in the law field. And if people are going to not just respect you, but if you want to build your clientele up, let it be built on your integrity.
Yeah.
And she stopped speaking to me. And when she was in South Carolina, she went back to North Carolina. And she told me why she would stop. And I said, you know what? I love you, and I love my nephews. And I'm always going to be here for you. And I don't mind you cutting me off, but you can cut me off because I was honest with you and I told you the truth. But I'm always going to be here for you. And I think maybe some months passed, and I remember her calling me out of the blue and said, now you know we're sisters. I was like, yeah, of course we're sisters. You know, hey, you put that Thundercat, regardless of what's going on, you put up the Thundercat signal later for whatever's going on. I still
That's
got
right.
your back. You know, and I don't play that, you know, if I'm mad, I'm going to put your business out there. I can't stand people like that either, you know. No, but I'm still here for you in love. But I'm willing, I don't care. I'll take a detour or I'll take a pause because you're in your feelings. I'm okay with that. But it won't be because I didn't tell you the truth. I'm not going to do that. I am going to tell you the truth, sweetheart. I'm not going to leave you out there like that. And but we ended up, you know, she ended up respecting me. She realized I was right on what I said. And to this day, I mean, she's one of my friends. You know, I don't have to talk to her every day. But whenever we talk, we just pick up right where we left off.
That's always that sign that that's a true blue one.
That is a true blue. And I met her when I was in going to college. She was my roommate. You know, she is a true blue. I mean, that's the one that I'll just say this. If I ever ran for office, she'll be in my cabinet because she knows where the bones are buried. So, because she'll put some of the bones there. You know, she'll create the bones.
Yeah.
But my point is, you know, she's come to me with some hard truth. I didn't like it, but what can I say? It was true. You know, you got to have those type of people in your corner. You have to have, you know, I always used to tell my friends, I'm not one of your little yes friends. Now, if you want me to be a yes friend, I can't be your friend. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're wrong, you're wrong. Now, I will say this. In public, you're right. Okay? Because I'm going to have you back. But when we get in private, oh, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Because you're wrong. I'm going to tell you, because I believe in the United Front. Now, I do believe in the United Front. But I am going to tell you about yourself. Because you put me in a position. And I don't appreciate
you
that.
To.
And you're wrong for that. Okay?
Well, you can only respect that.
Yeah. You know, you already know how I am. So don't act like you don't know. You won't get the tongue lashing. Definitely gonna get it. You know. But when we do it in love, what more can you do? If nothing else, you know, as I told a friend of mine, that's fine that you had to cut me off. I understand. But it won't be because I wasn't honest with you. I love you enough to be honest with you. I don't like the way you're treating yourself. You're killing yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't like what I see. It hurts me.
Yeah, that's a sign of love. Yeah.
It is. It is. You know, sometimes you just got to let them go. If it's really through your friend, they'll come back.
That's right.
They'll come back. So I want to thank everyone who chimed in. I still have a few more minutes to go, but before I do want to let you know that if you've missed some of the show and you want to catch it later on, you can always log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. You can also go to my YouTube page. Excuse me. You can also go. That's actually in the future. I'm speaking it, y'all. I'm speaking it. You can actually go to my Facebook page, and you can catch the show that way as well. Now, I know I've been off Facebook for a while because, like I said, I just got back on the air as of last week. Hallelujah. Thanks to that car accident and stuff. But we're back in stride again and, you know, back with – you know, my heels are planted and ready to, you know, to battle. You know, I am ready to battle. The armor is on. You know, nothing will stop me. That's just how it is. Chronicles of a Fondled Woman is really about real talk, real issues, real people, because I am a firm believer that you cannot learn from someone who has not gone through. And those who have gone through can show you, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's what this show is really all about. So if you know someone who could benefit from this show, please by all means give them the website or to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. I love emails, and thank you everyone who's been sending me emails. You can email me if you've listened to the show and just want to give your input. You can email me at coafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's coafwoman@gmail.com. And those are my faithful listeners out there. I just thank you so much. If, you know, I always say, lock in the call-in number at 914-338-1552. Once again, that call-in number is 914-338-1552. Tonight we're talking about Am I My Sister's Keeper? And the subtitle of that is, or the question is, am I able to give truth even when it may hurt? And on the flip side of it, am I willing to accept truth even when it hurts? And I have just been joined by some phenomenal women, just starting from church today and also from going out to, you know, after church, we go to get something to eat, you know, breaking bread. with one of our sisters who joined us in church for the first time today. We've been trying to get her there for a while, and she finally came, and we just celebrated her today, celebrated her and just came to her in love, and she just finally shared. You know, I believe tears are, for me, when I cry about something, it's a good thing because I'm releasing. Tears are signs of releasing. It's a sign of healing because once I cry about something, healing begins for me. I'm good. Once I cry about it, I am good, and I'm ready to move on because God catches every tear that we have. He catches it. He catches it, and he knows it, and he sees it. So I just want to encourage my women to move forward. Don't stop. Just keep pursuing. Regardless of what your situation is, honey, if you are here to see another day, then that's a good thing. That means he got a plan for you. And there's nothing too hard for God. If you allow him to come in, just allow him to come in. Because if you don't think that he's not there, I go through my faith files. So let me tell you what your faith files are. Your faith files, when you think of a situation that you know there is no way you could have gotten out of, but you here to talk about it today. That is not coincidence. That is not luck. That is God. He loves you enough that even when you do not recognize him, he will let you know he is there and ever present. So my prayer tonight was simply, my nugget of wisdom tonight is this. We all fall short. We all do. No one's perfect. But if someone's been through what you've been through, you might want to listen. Because they're coming to you, they just trying to spare you the pain because they've already been through it. It's just like a parent. You know, when we grew up as kids, we didn't want to hear what our parents have to say because we just figured they are our parents. They're just trying to ruin our lives. But when we got older and had our own children, that's when we realized, ooh, mama was right. I know I did. I don't know about Barbara or Amy, but I'm sorry. But I know that I did. And all I'm saying to you and those who are listening, that we can get up. Anytime you get to see another day, we can get up. I just want to encourage you as women that we have to be there for one another. No one's perfect. We can't judge because he will judge us. We talked about forgiveness last weekend. How many times do we forgive? Not seven times, but 77 times. 77 times we have to forgive because it's not for them. It is for us. And not only do we forgive those who wronged us, we must forgive ourselves. I remember Angie saying that. You know, we have to forgive ourselves. So as I prepare to get ready to end the evening, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I am so excited about what 2020 is going to lead for us because the show is getting bigger. We have expanded. We have people from the Philippines that's listening, Barbados, and also from, you know, people in the United States. I just want to say if you enjoy what you're hearing, spread the word. And get people to tune in and to log in and to the show. Like I said, they can always do it at www.blogtalkradio.com, Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. They can catch all of my shows from the moment it started on August 11th. I have took the hiatus, but we're back. And also you can go to Facebook for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I want to thank everyone who chimed in tonight and everyone who texted. It was just listening and just responded to the text. I thank you so much. I thank you for those who are emailing at coafwoman@gmail.com. May God bless you. May God continue to smile upon you. God loves you, and I do too. You have a good night.